And we realized that that microphone can add functionality beyond just allowing the teacher to be heard in the classroom. It can become a communication tool that can help aid the teacher. And the thing we really wanted to focus on around that was simplicity.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns, and welcome to today's bonus episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. It's 2024, and whether you're joining for the first, 100th, or 200th time, I'm so glad you're here. There are lots of exciting things in store for you this year, including this new bonus episode of the podcast. If we mention something you'd like to check out, make sure to go to the show notes. ClassTechTips.com/podcast is where you can find all of the links and resources from today's episode. This episode is sponsored by Lightspeed. Lightspeed, the provider of instructional audio solutions that create equal access to learning, is on a mission to help every student hear every word. Today's episode is titled A New Era of Classroom Communication, bonus episode with Lightspeed, and I'm joined by Tony Ziegel from Lightspeed Technologies. You might remember Tony from a previous bonus episode of the podcast, and I'm excited that he's back today to expand on our conversation about audio quality in the classroom. We take a broader look at teacher and school communication. Let's dive in to the conversation. Welcome back to the Easy EdTech Podcast. Tony, I'm so excited to chat with you today. But before we dive in, can you share with listeners a little bit about your role in education and remind them what your day-to-day looks like?
Absolutely. It's great to be with you again, Monica. My name is Tony Ziegel. I'm the Senior Vice President of Revenue for Lightspeed Technologies. And my day-to-day, as I think we talked about before, revolves around just supporting school districts. I have a team of people that work with school districts throughout the country. And at times, that means I'm traveling to different school districts and meeting with different school administrators, but also even getting all the way down into the classroom and being able to meet with teachers across the country and understand what they're going through each and every day. I also attend a lot of conferences. I know we're looking forward to FETC next week and getting hopefully to some nicer weather in Florida. But regardless whether it's FETC or TCEA or different school administrator or state conferences across the country, look forward to going to those and attending those and meeting with different people.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you in terms of, you know, being able to chat with folks from different parts of the country. People come from all over the world oftentimes for some of the conferences here in the state. And those conversations, I'm sure, inform so much of what you do or what you're interested and excited about. I know it's true for me. I'm always asking lots of questions and listening to people. And, you know, today we're talking about a topic that is part of, I think, so many educators' everyday lives and experiences. We're talking about teacher-centric communication. What does this term mean in today's classrooms?
I think many people think of teachers today as the way they were years ago, maybe when we were going to school. And many teachers thinking they start the day maybe talking to staff in the teacher's lounge or different things like that. But then they go into their classroom and then they're kind of on an island with their students for the course of the entire day. And I don't think that's the case anymore. So often now, teachers are needing to not only communicate with their students, but what does it look like for them to have to talk to other staff throughout the course of the day? Because students are leaving their classroom for different things, whether it be specific things behaviorally or whether it's, you know, certain pullouts that they're a part of and needing to make sure that they're accounting for those students, also understanding how they're going to be teaching during that time and how that impacts those students that may be coming and going, and really making sure that they're on the same page with the other staff that are across the entire building. So when I think of teacher-centric communication, it's kind of twofold. It's what does that teacher need to communicate to other staff across the building? And also, what responsibilities do those staff have to the teacher so that teacher can be as effective as possible in their course of the day?
Yeah, and just being as effective as possible is, right, having the right information and knowing how to connect with someone or having someone reach out to you, right, to share information. And so I love the way that you framed just the different ways that that takes part, right, of a teacher's day. And all the people, I'm sure people listening now could make a list of who those folks are for themselves, right, that they are in maybe not constant, but pretty consistent communication, you know, over the course of the day. Now, last time we worked together, we talked a lot about audio and audio quality, and I really found it to be a fascinating conversation. We'll link out to the episode that we did together last year too. But in what ways can enhanced audio communication positively impact the different ways kids, that students learn in the classroom?
We did talk about it a little bit last time, but I'll refresh people who didn't hear all of that. A lot of the focus around was around audibility or the loudness of the sound, the students to be able to hear, as well as the intelligibility or the clarity of that sound. Teachers say 15 to 20,000 words a day. And how do we make sure that their words are being effectively heard by all students in the classroom? The optimal listening environment for a student receiving sound should be at about 15 decibels above the ambient noise in the room. And we want to make sure that it's clear from an intelligible standpoint. So it's the teacher's natural voice. It allows the teacher to create a better climate in the classroom, allows them to use their regular conversational voice, allows them to be heard no matter how they're positioned in that classroom. And, you know, one of the things we also maybe didn't talk about as much about last time was how multimedia plays a factor in that as well. How do we make sure that if there's a video, educational video that's being shown to the kids, or if there's another person that's communicating, maybe even virtually to those students, how do we make sure that they're effectively heard in the classroom? And then also, how do we make sure that students are hearing effectively from their peers who may not raise their voice as effectively, maybe as a teacher does naturally in the classroom? And how do we give all students a voice to share with their peers what they're learning?
So that's something that I know for teachers who are in classrooms where they show lots of video clips, right? Where they have, you know, a space with a lot of students in it, right? With all of those things coming, going on, you know, there's a lot that can happen when students, you know, can hear things clearly, right? They're just able to process so much more information, understand what's going to happen next, right? Anticipate, right? Different parts of this, you know, the structure of the day. So how important is equal access to clear communication in creating an inclusive learning environment? How might this connect to a school or district's commitment to equity?
Well, you think naturally in a classroom, students are in different positions throughout the classroom. And from a physical standpoint, how do we make sure that the student that's in the back of the classroom is hearing and having same access as the student that's at the front? How do we make sure that all those students are having that equitable experience? Because from a listening standpoint, you think about that video that's being shown, it is the audio in many ways is the most important thing that's being shared. You know, visually, we're stimulated visually by what we're seeing. But if the audio is not there, then you lose connection. Mm-hmm. So how do we make sure that the sound that's being communicated is clear for that student in the back as well as the front, regardless of where they're positioned? So that's what we're really focused on from a listening standpoint.
And it's interesting too, you know, just the timing of our conversation today. I was at an event in Florida this past weekend where equity and technology was such a large focus of the conversation. And we talked about access and what device use looks like and broadband and some of these pieces that often come up in the conversation. But even the way that you're framing something like this around an equity conversation, right? What does it look like at a classroom level just for everyone to be able to not just see what's happening on the screen, but really hear it clearly? So I just think that's such a great reminder for anyone who is talking about equity in education to look at these different layers of how we're all interacting with technology and how, you know, some of us might take for granted, right? When we do have quick and easy access to something until we're in that moment when we're like, wait, I can't hear that, you know, in the other side of the space that we're in. And maybe there are students who aren't, you know, speaking up in the same way or don't have that sense of agency to say, like, this isn't clear, that's not coming through for me. So I really like that lens that you're framing this in. And, you know, as I mentioned last year, we talked about that audio quality piece. how has Lightspeed progressed or evolved since our last conversation about audio quality in the classroom?
What we're doing in terms of our technology innovation is continuing to think about the teacher and the role of the teacher in the classroom. And we realized, you know, one of the things we really highlighted was the microphone that's around that teacher's neck.
Yeah.
And we realized that that microphone can add functionality beyond just allowing the teacher to be heard in the classroom. It can become a communication tool that can help aid the teacher. And the thing we really wanted to focus on around that was simplicity for the teacher, because when it comes to technology and everything that the teacher's responsible for, how can we continue to make it really simple for the teacher to use? But also mobility. We realized by having that microphone around the teacher's neck and the teacher walking around from a physical standpoint, that we might be able to add some functionality that can make it really better for them to provide communication from a mobile standpoint. And then also immediacy. How can we make sure that we are providing immediate help for the teacher? And what I mean by that is this. There's a lot of focus around safety and security in schools now. We hear about it all the time. We hear about it in the news. If you're in a school district, you're hearing about it from school administrators, safety protocols, and everything else. And what we realized was that we could add some value in terms of providing better communication. And that could be something as simple as a silent alert notification, being able to integrate our technology with the safety and security components or the emergency technology that's a part of the school, and being able to provide a silent alert notification directly from the microphone. But it can also have additional meaning. You know, in some cases, that could be like a panic button if a teacher's not safe, but it could also mean that, hey, the teacher is safe. There's a check-in button that confirms that the teacher is safe with all of their students safely in their classroom. And also, even beyond that, we realized we could add some additional tools in terms of communication so that we could integrate with the school's phone system. So actually, the teacher can have actually hit a button and have two-way conversation with the office. And they could do that both within their classroom as well as anywhere within that school campus. And being able to have that simple around the teacher's neck, a quick button push, and have that communication improves that communication across that entire school campus when we're talking about teacher-centric communication.
Yeah, and just I'm thinking with my classroom teacher hat on to having to, you know, try to make it from one corner of the classroom, working with a small group to answer the phone that was buzzing about who knows what, right? And then another right corner of my classroom, and just the emphasis you placed on the simplicity of the technology, I think, is really important for listeners who may be here, you know, listening into the podcast because they're excited about education technology, but also have the role of telling other people in their school community about what's possible while keeping it simple, right, at the same time. So just the fact that with a device, a teacher is able to accomplish so many of their goals or addresses a variety of pain points, I think, is a really crucial part, right, of this conversation, since we know, right, that communication can mean a lot of different things, right, for that one teacher, even over the course of a single school day. And I'd love to expand a bit on what you were sharing about, you know, safety and emergency protocols and the role of technology here. Can you share a bit about how Cascadia can enhance that teacher communication component and support school safety?
Sure. You think about what teachers have right now when it comes to communication tools in the classroom or even outside of the classroom. You talked about the phone system and, you know, having that phone. The challenge with the phone being right there is that it's on the teacher's desk. So it's not mobile, so to speak. So the teacher has to walk over if they're going to interact that way. Same may be true for some schools that have maybe a paging and intercom system where you have a button on the wall to be able to interact. Those things are great, and they are tools that can be used for communication with the office, but they're fixed, right? So if the teacher outside of the classroom, or even if they're within the classroom, but not in a spot where they can communicate or get to that spot, then they're not as immediate. You also think about things that are more portable, like walkie-talkies, you know, the portable technology. And not every teacher usually has one, but usually if they're moving a classroom, sometimes they're asked to take one. The challenge with those is that they're bulky. They're not hands-free. They're maybe fairly easy and simple to use, which is great, but that technology has not necessarily evolved that much in the last 20, 30, 40 years. So making something smaller, more simple, but can still provide some of those communication tools is really valuable.
Yeah. And just that portability, the opportunity to move around a space, you said the hands-free, right, aspect of this, you know, anyone, whether you're in an elementary or secondary role, right, you know, there's just a lot going on and that one more thing to grab or that one more thing to look for, right, you might not, you know, want to shave off those minutes, right, as you're moving around or needing to speak to someone about something. So since the launch of Cascadia, what kind of feedback have you received from administrators and schools who are implementing this type of technology?
Well, we just launched it on our website last week, but we have been talking to school districts about this technology really for the past 6 to 12 months.
Okay, great.
And we've had really great interactions with them, thinking through their own safety and security protocols and where we fit into that, being able to integrate with their existing technology that's within the school and being able to add that value. I think a lot of, in many ways, our innovation tied to this has been created at the demand or the request of instructors, teachers, school administrators, as they see that, hey, that teacher has a microphone around their neck. How can we add value to that? And Lightspeed, how can you add value and support us further in our communication models?
I think that's such a testament to addressing a pain point, right? That people can identify, right? They can tell you what they need, and they can even see, right, that connection between a technology they've embraced, right, and works for them really well, right, in this other important way, right, but might be able to and now can, right, address some of these other issues that they're seeing, you know, across their campus, right, across their school building too. So, you know, Tony, based on your experiences and insights, what advice would you give to an educator, to a school administrator looking to enhance communication and safety within their institution, within their organization?
Well, I first off want to applaud so many of them that as I talk to them, they truly are seeking the best for their students and their teachers to really create protocols and structures in place to make sure that students and teachers are safe and are creating that positive atmosphere and culture within their classrooms. So the thing I would probably recommend is to continue to keep things simple for the teacher and don't add too much complexity because the teacher's day is already full and already challenging. So how can you make sure that the safety and security protocols are both things that will keep those teachers and students safe on a day-to-day basis, but not so overwhelming that they're difficult to comply with. And if you can make sure that you keep those things in place, teachers are going to be able to support them well and provide consistent communication regardless of what emergencies or even just day-to-day challenges that they face so that communication is consistent.
And keeping things simple, like you said, is such an important part of any new initiative, right? Or any program implementation, right? Something can be wonderful, but if it's too complicated and complex, right? Nobody's going to use it. There's not going to be any retention there, people coming back to it. So that emphasis, like you said, on something that is doable, right? It's simple, yet addresses so many things, right? That are front of mind for educators in all different roles. It's just fantastic. So you mentioned FETC, but for someone who's maybe listening in on the go today, is not attending that event and wants to connect, where can listeners learn more about Lightspeed and Cascadia?
Well, of course, they can go to our website, www.lightspeed-tech.com, and you can see the information that's there. Additionally, we're at so many different conferences across the country. A lot of the state conferences, I know TCEA is also coming up and we'll, of course, have a strong presence there. ISTE this summer will, of course, be at the big ones. But we have representation in many of the state conferences and a lot of the teacher conferences that take place within those states. And additionally, if they want more information, we have a team of people across the country that are more than happy to go to your school sites and have a conversation about that as well. And we look forward to better understanding maybe some of the current structures that are already in place within your schools and how we can best work alongside those and support your efforts for a stronger and more consistent safety, security, and communication model.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for your time today, for unpacking these big ideas and sharing plenty of actionable information for listeners.
Thank you. It was great to be with you again, Monica.
It was lots of fun chatting with Tony again today. Let's finish up this episode with a few key points to make this EdTech easy. Keep your technology initiatives simple for teachers. Review your teacher-centric communication practices. Combine classroom audio quality technology with school-wide communication and safety goals. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode by heading to classtechtips.com/podcast. That's where you'll find all the ways to connect with the team at Lightspeed. Again, a big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Lightspeed. To learn more about Lightspeed, please visit www.lightspeed-tech.com. That's lightspeed-tech.com. This March, we'll celebrate 5 years of the Easy EdTech podcast. To help celebrate, I'm hoping you can do us a favor, and many of you have started the year helping out this way. Leave a review or rating of the podcast wherever you're listening today. Spotify will let you tap on the stars, and Apple Podcasts will let you tap on the stars and leave a 1 or 2 sentence review. A big thank you in advance for helping us get ready to celebrate this March.